Well, everyone is welcome to the table at Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe. And joining us today, well, to talk a little turkey, is the head chef, Chef John Wirtis. He's joining us today, well, to let us know how to get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday and has brought in some more wonderful treats. Good morning, Chef John. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the holiday talk.
Well, Chef John, David and I have been talking, and of all the holidays that we get together, and there's wonderful times that we have to get together as a family, we both agree that Thanksgiving is one of those great holidays where it's just about family and food. Kind of what do you love about the Thanksgiving meal?
I would agree. I love the gathering of the family. I think that's probably one of the best parts of it. And I love just the sharing of food. And our family would do a lot of sort of potluckish, where all different parts of our family would bring different elements of the meal. So it was fun to just be able to share food in that way.
So do you have a favorite thing that you like to make for Thanksgiving? If you think of all the wonderful different Thanksgiving things out there, turkey, dressing, you name it, is there something that you really enjoy making?
It's hard to narrow it down to just one.
Yeah.
But I love stuffing. Yeah. So I'd say that's one of the big ones that I really enjoy doing. So I think that just goes with so many things, and it's incredibly diverse. And it's just fun to play with new and different recipes with
sure.
that.
Okay, so Chef John, the big controversy, do you put the stuffing in the turkey or do you make it separate like dressing?
We make it separate like dressing just because we make so much of it. So to be able to stuff the birds is too much work. You'd have to let it sit in the bird, which is the ultimate no-no. We do it outside in its own separate baking pans.
Now, do you like oyster stuffing or oyster dressing, or is there a favorite style that you have?
Yeah, not that one in particular.
Yeah.
Oysters.
Cornbread is probably one of the other ways that I like going. Mm-hmm. And again, probably just because I grew up on it. My mom's apple and walnut stuffing, classical bread stuffing,
yeah.
but with apples, walnuts, onions, celery, again, typical sage, turkey stock, that kind of thing is just wonderful for me. It just pairs well.
Right. Will you be doing something special with Jermaine's Kitchen for Thanksgiving?
We are. We actually have a full-on menu that's going to be going out to our unhoused neighbors. So we're doing a lot of different things. We're doing the classical roast turkey. We are going to do a sort of a hybrid of my mom's. We're going to do a gluten-free cornbread stuffing, again, with the tarts, apples, and walnuts. I also brought along and I shared our pickled cranberry.
Mm.
And we are actually going to use that as our cranberry relish. And I think that's just going to be a real, real winner. Again, some traditional mashed potatoes, buttered peas and carrots, and of course, a classic pumpkin pie to finish it with.
Fantastic. Oh, man. See, you're telling me this now, and I'm getting so hungry and so excited for Thanksgiving because there's so many great things. I mean, we could talk so many different ways of cooking things, but let's talk about the turkey because sometimes it can be a little bit finicky to turn out right, not dry. You don't want it undercooked. So do you have a secret ingredient or a secret sauce in the sense of a recipe that you do when you cook a turkey?
I'd say your best weapon is a meat thermometer.
Yeah.
Temperature for poultry in general is 165 degrees. The thing is, a piece of meat that size is going to carry over and continue cooking once it comes out of the oven. So like those little things that pop up out of a turkey that you can buy, those are meant to pop out at 170. Oh. So already your turkey is overcooked, and then you're going to take it out and let it sit. It's going to carry over probably another 5 degrees. So now it's going to be even drier.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel comfortable at pulling our turkey out at 160 degrees, letting it carry over to the 165, maybe a little 67 for safety's sake, but it's perfect at that point. Moist, juicy. The other key thing, honestly, is you have to let it rest.
Yeah.
You can't take it out of the oven and immediately slice it. Those juices need a chance to redistribute and move back around. So again, letting it rest for at least 15 minutes, depending on the size of the turkey.
Chef John, now are you taking that temperature of your turkey at the breast or in the thigh? Where do you test that at?
In the thigh.
In the thigh.
Right, right, right by, not on the bone, but sort of along the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it seems to take the longest to cook and that. So yeah, that's where I take the temperature.
Oh, fantastic. Everyone is welcome to the table at Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe. And most definitely, everyone is welcome to the Thanksgiving dinner. Well, the problem with Thanksgiving meals, especially at our place, is you eat so much at the dinner table, it's hard to have room for dessert. So you got to wait a couple of hours, maybe stretch. I know my kids tend to lay on the floor because that gets everything kind of leveled out. But we're ready to dig into dessert. And you've brought a few. So what do we have here, especially this layer dish? It is fabulous looking.
It's wonderful. And again, just to sort of pair off on a couple different fun things that you have at Thanksgiving. And it's a layered parfait of pumpkin mousse, like a ginger whipped cream, and then the pickled cranberries. So again, I think it's just a lot of fun of different elements that come together. And again, it's just eye appealing. And so I'm a big fan of you eat with your eyes, and it sort of sets a great tone for it. That, and then I brought our classic pumpkin pie, done with a really nice gluten-free pie crust there.
Now, tell us about the gluten-free pie crust, because it is delicious.
Thank you.
You cannot tell that it is gluten-free. How do you get it to hold together the way that it is for a pie crust? Because you got to be able to work with this. You've made the fancy edge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
You know, so one of the things, Brenda, that I found to work is I needed to find and develop a rollable pie crust. So many of them are a press in place. So you get all the crumbs and you press them in there, and it just does, it seems to crumble more than flake. So I worked with this one, and I think, I don't know if xanthan gum is the secret ingredient, but it sure seemed to work really well. But again, mixing all the dry ingredients, some of the wet ingredients, a little bit of butter and eggs and oil in there, and then you finish with a little bit of milk to bring it all together, and it was just like working with regular dough. I rolled it between parchment paper, so it wouldn't stick to the rolling pin, and that also seemed to work really well. Then just inverted it into the pie tin and did the little fancy fluting, and away we went.
Well, David, now yeah. I've tried both of the desserts here. Did you try the parfait?
I did. No, it's fantastic. Yeah, just wonderful. And what I liked about it, and maybe because I had some of the pie too, not overly sweet.
And I think that's a great element too, because not all desserts need to be cloyingly sweet.
Right.
I think, you know, a little bit on there. And I really tried to do that in the whipped cream, where I didn't want it to taste like it came out of a can or anything. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of powdered sugar in there, a fair amount of vanilla, and that's it in the whipped cream. Again, in the mousse, not much sugar at all. Probably there's the most sweetness is in the cranberry, but that's in the form of maple syrup. So again, I think it's a more savory sweetness, if that there's such a thing.
No, I like it too, because it isn't overly sweet, which I really appreciate, and it's to me, it's refreshing.
Yeah, I really agree with you, David. That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and definitely have a little bit of each of it. That's what's great about the parfait, is you get a little bit of the cranberry, the whipped cream, and of course the pumpkin all in one bite. It's absolutely perfect. Well, as you said, you definitely eat with your eyes first, and Chef John, this is amazing. So thank you so very much. Before we go, you have a new cohort of students coming through. How's it going for them, kind of getting up to speed?
It's been really great. You know, and it sort of worked well because we kept cohort one at Jermaine's Kitchen this round. And so the blending of them being sort of student mentors for the newer students has really worked out well. And so that's really nice. And, you know, we learned from class one on some other things to do. And one thing was give them more knife skill work. So they are going to go into the rest of the program, I feel, a lot more comfortable with their knife skills. And then just to watch them grow and develop, even in the few short weeks we've had, has been great.
Oh, and I would imagine for those students who have now kind of in the last phases, to be able to look back on new students coming in, I imagine it's enlightening for them to see what it was like for them and how far they've come, to be able to see the difference between the new students and where they are now.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the big points, is I always want them to look back and reflect and to remember the beginning times, because sometimes they get hard on themselves and I'm not good enough yet. And, you know, you think, well, you used to be still not even as good as you are now. So they have grown so much, our class one. And yeah, for them to reflect back, to see themselves in the through the eyes of the new students is really beautiful. That change is great.
You know, I did want to mention too, Katie Scott from the Catholic Sentinel did a wonderful article about Jermaine's Kitchen and you, Chef John, that I would definitely encourage folks to read. It's a wonderful article.
Thank you. Yeah, they really sort of, you know, picked up on a lot of the nuances that are going on. Did have some great quotes from our students and some of the things that they've really enjoyed throughout the program. I thought she did an amazing job at really seeing what we're all about and the direction we're going. So yeah, Katie did an amazing job.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, Chef John, again, it's been another great interview, some more great food. And we, sir, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me again.
God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise. Thank you so much. Same to all of you.